CBB.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
We have to go. The president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Got a big show for you. We're back in the studio together, me and Kevo, yeah. KMC, the brains
two,
of the operation.
2 weeks in a row, we were solo, each on our own.
Yeah, I was...
I had pus coming out of my eyes
easy,
2 weeks ago.
Easy.
Looked a lot like what you got in that bowl right there, by the way.
Yeah,
just
that's...
For what it's worth.
That's an egg drop wonton
yeah,
soup.
Yeah, it looked exactly like that. And it was just easing, like right here, it was just like coming down like that.
And you know, that kind of activity will accent the flavor.
And it infected everybody in the house.
That's gross.
So, yeah.
Ivan, why are you laughing?
One of the first times I've ever been able to gross him out. That's the difference there. And then last week, speaking of pus coming out of people's eyes, you were getting your head handed to you by Kevin Costner and his lawyers. But you didn't know it until yesterday.
I wouldn't say head handed to me.
You didn't get a dime.
Is that getting my head
in? In the all-or-nothing cutthroat world of celebrity Hollywood lawsuits, I thought it was. Is it not?
Well, you sound like...
I'm just asking.
All those folks, you sound like all those left-wing liberal media that was supporting Kevin. That's kind of surprising.
Can you speak into the microphone when you're talking?
That's kind of surprising. It's very uncharacteristic of you, Kevin.
Sounding like left-wing media, that is
uncharacteristic. Yeah.
Well... You didn't see what I kept posting on Facebook during the trial, but
no.
There were many untruths told in the press that I tried to debunk as best I could without revealing things that I wasn't supposed to.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it went to a jury. And the truth is, a jury can just not like the way your hair's combed and vote against you.
No.
And that's what they can do.
I think this jury in a federal securities case, which is kind of serious...
Very serious.
Decided that, in their opinion, because really the contest was, we were saying there were things we didn't know within a certain time frame,
mm-hmm.
and Mr. Costner's people were saying there were things they knew within a certain time period, and based on that, they shouldn't have sold. And we're saying, well, there's a couple other realities involved in our decision-making process, like... Mr. Costner's partner in his company that held the ownership.
Yeah, actually, we're already two inside baseball here. Let's go way back. The lawsuit was about what?
The lawsuit was about, and there's a lot of details.
Thumbnail.
The lawsuit was about the fact that we felt that at the time that we sold, we knew that there was a... non-binding letter of intent that was signed between our company and British Petroleum.
Right. BP.
Right. So what we didn't know was that apparently, in our opinion, some kind of a verbal agreement must have been reached between Costner and BP, because 3 days after we signed our ownership out of the company, 3 days later, a contract, not a non-binding letter of intent, but an actual physical contract,
right,
was signed with BP.
Well, weren't there emails
and then
like
2 days
day?
Later, the first $18 million of that contract was paid, and then the next day, on the 18th of June, which was the last day that our contract was valid, because we signed papers on the 11th, but didn't get paid until the 18th. So technically, you're still an owner until you receive that final payment.
Right.
Well, on the 17th, they got the first $18 million in, and then used part of it to pay us the next day. And somehow a jury said, that's okay. No fraud there.
And thus ended the sad case of Kevin Costner and Stephen Baldwin.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. Listen.
You're not going to appeal
I
this.
I tweeted.
It's done.
Oh, it's not done.
We're going again?
In the immortal words of John Rambo, nothing is over.
All right.
But my point being is really I want to be respectful here. Did Kevin Costner do something wrong? Apparently not. Did Kevin Costner's partner commit wire fraud, bank fraud, and all kinds of things that were involved in this transaction? Yes, he did. So it wasn't necessarily the specificity of what did we know and when did we know it and what did they know and when did they know it. It was really there was all kinds of deception authentically perpetrated.
Can your attorney prove that?
Oh, we already did. And in fact, I can't talk about it now, but I'll be given a opportunity and a platform in the very near future to express all the details that occurred during the trial.
Cool.
And I will do that. And I'm not going to do that, Kevin, you know, because nanny, I lost and I'm pissed. I was one of the few people that said quite clearly, whenever anybody asked me how's the trial going, I said, well, it's going like this and I think it's going good, but it's going to be going to a jury, and who knows what might happen. You know, you never know the outcome.
That's what I said.
When
it's
a jury trial.
If you wake up and the jury thinks, I didn't like the way he combed his hair. He combed his hair funny. I'm voting against him.
Well,
they can literally do that.
Of course. And as I said before, apparently Mr. Costner has not done anything wrong, and he won the case, and good luck to him. But what I think is important for people to understand is his partner in his company that was involved in this whole transaction committed wire fraud, bank fraud, all kinds of unbelievably illegal activity occurred through him, and it was his partner. So I guess we live in a society today where you can have partners that do these things, and you're not accountable. They're just, you know, it's okay. I guess.
But look on the upside. He has a partner like that, and you have a partner like me.
Wow. You know, that hadn't dawned on me.
Blessings come in small packages sometimes, Stephen.
The Lord works in mysterious ways.
That's right. Anyway, so enough of the pus oozing from his eyes.
Yeah.
Which were emotionally driven. Mine was infection the week before. But Stephen and I are both back, and we're eager to talk to you. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We do have some interesting things to talk about tonight because life has gone on since Stephen was totally immersed and secluded and everything else down in the...
Couldn't talk to anyone.
You'll find out just how secluded he was by the topic selection that he picked for the second hour of the show tonight. Just tells you how in a cave somewhere he was.
Yeah.
But yesterday, the president comes and goes, let me be clear. we are going to give work permits to hundreds of thousands of illegal alien young people. And the reason we're going to do that is because
I need to get reelected.
I have to be reelected in November. No, he didn't say that.
And of course he would never do something like that
for
that reason.
No, not at all.
Of course not.
It's his motives are pure as wind-driven snow.
Barack Obama?
What?
The greatest
what is in that wind anyway? That's what I want to know. But anyway, the wind-driven snow element of Barack Obama, fully intact. But here's what I want to know. A partisan stuff aside, okay, we're being funny because we're not voting for him and we don't want you to either. But that's completely, you know, that's a different discussion all the way around. Here's what I do want to know, and I'm dead serious about this. The idea, that's Stephen picking his teeth, the idea that they're going to give these work permits out. Do you think, and I'm dead serious about this, 888-340-3373, do you believe that in this day and age in which we have a 14% unemployment rate? No, it's not, Kevin. It's only 8%. Not if you add back in the 2 million people that have given up looking for work. If we had the same size workforce as we did in January of 2009, you'd have 14% unemployment. So that's the real number. So you've got 14% unemployment, 24.5% underemployment. That means, Stephen, One out of every four families working as hard as they can, multiple jobs, doing everything they can to try to bring home enough to feed their family with, and they're still not paying all their bills.
Right.
So one out of every four families is underemployed. One out of every, I don't know, eight people are unemployed. Here's the question. Does this work permit program for the young illegals help or hurt that situation? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. The phone line's wide open. We're going to take your calls immediately. 888-340-3373. He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. We're back in the saddle tonight. Both of us on call and ready to talk to you. 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay with us.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
What if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360.
That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360
or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
.com. Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough, and we're glad you're with us. Baldwin McCullough Live. By the way, we've got a lot of people that are now joining us that weren't with us before. WORL AM 660 in Orlando. Thank you for being here. WNPW, The Pledge, AM 1260 in Grand Rapids. They're with us tonight.
They're just signing up in droves.
KAPE in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Thank you for being there. AM 1550 and FM 100.3. And who else did we just add? There's San Diego is on tonight. KCBQ, AM 1170.
Wow.
In San Diego. Got that. That's Market 17 for the first time.
So is that four or five new ones?
And next week, I think it will be KKVV, AM 1060 in Las Vegas that will be joining us
for the first time. Like now a million stations
Something, we're on? Yeah, just shy of that.
We're on like a million stations.
300
How
million.
How cool is that?
Something like that. So anyway, the phone number is 888-340-3373. So here's the details of what I want to discuss tonight. And I really do want to know your thoughts on this. Yesterday, the president comes out and basically offers a work style amnesty type slash work permit, et cetera, for illegals, young illegals. So that they don't have to leave the country. That's the reason he said that they wanted to do it. So the families wouldn't be broken up, and so that you know they could encourage these hardworking people that are in the U.S. to take that next step into the full engagement of society. You better believe they're going to be tracking some taxpayer ID numbers and doing some other things, make sure that the government gets paid off of everything that they're doing here. Well. But here's what I want to know. Because there's a lot of, you know, negative things you could say about, well, you know, this is an election rigging thing. He wants Latinos to come out in force for him. So, of course, he's going to pander to the Latino vote. And he was in danger of losing a large number of Latinos in this election cycle because he wants to redefine marriage to be something that most Latinos don't recognize. And he has not done much to help the economy that Latinos are living in. So there's a lot of things that he's kind of struggling with. He's trying to get them to shape up a little, and he wants them to be in his camp. But I don't want to discuss whether or not it's complete pandering, because I know it is.
Right.
There's no doubt about that in my mind.
Blatantly.
Here's what I want to do. I want to give him a benefit of the doubt night, okay? I'm just for kicks and giggles. I just want to say...
Right there.
What?
Did I just hear you correctly?
Yeah, benefit of the doubt night.
Yeah. Did I just hear you say that you... Kevin McCullough.
Only for the purpose of conversation.
The President of the United States, Barack Obama.
Only for the purpose of conversation.
Some kind of, I don't care what the benefit is. Any benefit at all!
Right. But you have to in order to have the conversation I want to have.
Ah, okay.
So, it's really all about me.
Right.
At the end of the day.
No kidding.
No, so we want to give him the benefit of the doubt. Hey, I wasn't the one 2 hours late for the video shoot tonight. Just saying.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Of course
about.
You don't. So let's say he has pure motives here. Let's say that Obama, let's say that he wants to just help these struggling Latino families, and he's saying, you know, for the good of your own welfare,
sure.
I'm going to release, not through Congress, not through legislation, not through the people's body, not through any other legal means, I'm just going to issue an executive order and tell Janet Napolitano, the guy we call Roger, just tell her that she's... that she's supposed to issue these work permits for Latinos in the, and these are according to their own estimates, hundreds of thousands.
Sure, why not?
Hundreds of thousands.
Why not?
Here's my question. Will that benefit the work environment? I can almost assuredly think, Stephen, that some people are saying, well, yeah, you know, you're going to have all these energetic young workers entering the workplace.
Right.
They're going to be, you know, lifting people's spirits with their enthusiasm for the jobs that they're doing. 888-340-3373. Will this make the economy better to give all of these young Latinos work permits? He's not giving them, by his own standards, he says he's not giving them amnesty. He says he's not giving them permanent status.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving them work permits so they can be here temporarily and work for as long as they have the work permit. How long that lasts, only President Obama and God know at this point.
Correct.
But at the end of the day, I want to know is it a good thing to do? Is it a good thing to do for the people that already live here?
Mm-hmm.
For the Latinos that want to get the work permits?
Right.
And considering the shape of the economy and right now, is this a helpful thing for people in the economy as we're sitting here?
And at some point during the program, you'll give us your personal opinion.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
888-340-3373. I want to know what you think. First and foremost, 888-340-3373. Four phone lines open right now. Your call's taken. Now, let me ask you, Stephen.
I was just, before you ask me,
yeah.
Don't forget the question.
Okay.
So you said what you said. Break it down for the dumb guy. So he's going to give these work permits to illegal aliens.
Young illegal aliens.
Right.
Can't be an old illegal alien and get a work permit. You have to be a young illegal alien.
Is there an age limit on it?
I'm sure that there is.
Okay. So what will this empower them to do? To get jobs, but like, do you think there's any specifics to that? Like, what kind of jobs? They can work in a restaurant now legitimately? They can what?
Right. They can basically come out of the shadows and say, hey, I'm working over here at such and such a place, and now I can start paying taxes and doing these types of things that I might not be doing before, but I can do now.
Right. With the idea being, I no longer have to be secretive about it or in hiding.
Right.
I have this piece of paper that says I can get this job.
Come out of the shadow and be proud of the fact that I'm working in America now.
So the president doing this kind of takes any kind of fear of, you know, getting caught for being here illegally or this, that, the other thing.
Right.
Huh.
See, and here's the thing. These permits are actually quite valuable because every year we have a few million people apply for work permits to be able to come to the U.S. and work legally.
Is it a permit or a visa?
It's a permit.
Okay.
They have permission to be here and work.
Okay.
So that's what I want to know. From where you sit tonight, friend, you're sitting here listening to this, you saw the president come out yesterday, you saw what he had to say. Does it make sense, that's another way I could ask the question, to infuse the economy, the employment picture right now, with hundreds of thousands of young illegal persons that will not be legalized, they'll just have permission to be here, but they'll still be illegal. Does it make sense with the economy right now to encourage this behavior for the president to do this? 888-340-3373. All of our phone lines are open. I'm interested in your thoughts. 888-340-3373. You know, we've got a certain degree of unemployment in the economy already. We've got a lot of issues that we're dealing with by way of criminal activity and border insecurity and all the rest of it. But let's just focus on this. Giving these work permits, will it make America a better place to work? Will it make the lives of those Latinos better? Will it make the lives of the American worker better? I'm curious. Your thoughts. And I want to hear from you right now, 888-340-3373.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Oh.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. That's where we come to you live from. And Kevin McCullough is my name. Stephen Baldwin, also part of the process. And we are grateful that you're here with us each Saturday night. Please tell your friends. It's a fun and funny way to end your week with Stevie B and KMC. Our website is simple. It's BaldwinMcCullough.com. And we've got a video chat room where you can actually log in there and watch us. Watch Stephen do things like get his cord straightened out and eat his Chinese food and play on his iPhone and ignore the caller sometimes. You can see all of that in the chat room.
I know what you're talking about.
Of course not. The camera's over there, by the way. You keep looking up to the screen. I don't know what
I can see.
He's picking his teeth now.
I can see myself.
Anyway, 888-340-3373. And we're asking the question tonight. Yesterday, the president came out and said, we're going to give out 100,000 or more, maybe multiple hundreds of thousands, of work permits to young illegals. And my only question that I have, and it's not a complicated one, is what do you think the impact on the economy is going to be? Is this a good move for the president? Is it a good move for the economy? Is it a good move for those that are unemployed? What are your thoughts right now? Let's go to line one. David is listening in Miami. David, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Glad you're here. Hi.
Thank you. A great show so far. I'm really enjoying the show and I'm a first-time caller.
Thank you, sir.
I like to say that I think it's a good thing for the economy in a way that it provides an opportunity to not only track illegal immigrants, but also to have these illegal immigrants, no matter how old they are, to pay taxes. Mm. I think right now in the economy, in order to stimulate the economy, there has to be a way to track taxable income. And one of the ways of doing that is by providing these illegal immigrants with work permits, not necessarily visas. And those work permits have a shelf life, and I don't think most people understand that. It doesn't mean that the next administration that comes in can't turn around or change, you know, Obama's, initiative.
Hmm.
But in this particular case, I think it's a really good thing to stimulate the economy. Right now, we are in a recession. And if we're not going to, if we're going to continue the tax cuts and a couple other things, we must find another way to generate revenue.
Right.
And the only way to do that legally is to try. You have an audience out there of thousands, if not millions, millions of illegal immigrants. The best way to actually, you know, try to take in some of that money is by providing them with work permits.
Hey, Dave, let me ask you a question. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Dave, if he provides these work permits and there's just no jobs available, how does that stimulate the economy?
I believe that there are jobs available. We're talking about work permits for illegal immigrants. There are a great percentage of these illegal immigrants that are doing jobs, not jobs that the American public don't want or American citizens don't want, but we're talking about jobs for, like, working in fields. We're talking about possibly janitorial services. Many of these illegal immigrants do not have college education.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that people have a misconception about. They think that these jobs are going towards the tech sector. When's the last time you heard of an illegal immigrant coming to the United States,
David,
and working for Microsoft?
Well, okay, David, first of all, I haven't heard anybody say that these permits are going to the tech sector. But let me push back on what you're saying there just for a second, because I am intrigued. Your first argument kind of made sense to me, and then you lost me completely. That we can track and tax the illegal income, I think, I'm at least willing to say that's an interesting idea and probably something that would be beneficial to the legal society that we live in. However, if the majority of these young people are going to get permits for jobs they already do, working in fields, picking lettuce, strawberries, whatever it is out in Southern California, sweeping floors, et cetera, that they're getting paid in cash on now, all of a sudden, they're going to have to, the two things are going to happen. The employers are going to have to start paying them a minimum of minimum wage, number one, because now the job's going to be known about, which means that the same amount of money that current employer is using to, say, hire 25 illegal aliens may only cover 20. Now that they're all accounted for, because now he's going to have to pay them more at face value. So five illegal aliens probably lose their job out of that batch. Secondly, then you've got the issue of whether or not that illegal is going to ultimately long-term be able to transition to something else other than that lowest denominator job that he currently has. Given that you're going to be putting people out of work, isn't this ultimately a negative repercussion to the economy? Actually, hold on, David, and we'll have you answer that when we come back. He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. We're glad you're with us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, and you can check us out on BaldwinMcCullough.com. 888-340-3373. Right back from New York.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to thebingethinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 303-203-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Of extreme media.
Baldwin McKellar Live. I'm Stevie Bay, and that guy is KM6.
Glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. Before we went to the break, we asked David, and I want to get his reaction to this, because we're talking about the president giving out work permits for lots of, hundreds of thousands of worth, when I say lots, by the way, hundreds of thousands worth of illegal aliens, saying this is just the right thing to do. And so I'm asking the question, will it be the right thing to do? Will it have an adverse effect or a good effect on the economy? And David from Miami called up and said, it's going to have a good effect. And he said, because we're going to finally be able to tax those illegals. And I kind of agreed with him on that. And then I also realized, you know what, if we tax them, then those jobs are now going to get put on the books that may be off the books right now. And I think that pay rate's going to go up. And David, I'm curious if we start seeing more illegals laid off because employers have to pay them a living wage now we're going to have a problem there that maybe the president wasn't anticipating. What do you think about what I said about that?
Well, you make a very good point, but here's the thing. And first of all, I want you to understand my core values are very conservative in nature. However, I'm looking at this from an economic basically a socioeconomic position. When we're talking about business owners now having to take these illegal immigrants and putting them on the book, as you said, first of all, with anything in life, and it happens at institutions today, when cost of enrollment goes up, that's part of the price of what we pay in terms of the cost of education. And I'm going to try to make an analogy here, and hopefully a good one. When the cost of tuition goes up, that means the cost and prices of everything around us actually go up, and students actually have to pay more. But what do most college institutions do? They raise the tuition to support their teachers and their staff because of the price of college education. The same thing would happen, and it's that price, that cost, is passed on to the student. If these employers have to hire additional workers and now put them on the books, what's going to happen is it's going to be of no cost to the employer. The employer is going to pass that cost on to the consumer. So my concern isn't necessarily with
the... David, the flaw in your theory there is that the producers have to produce the product before the consumers buy it, right? So, the business, he could potentially pass on that cost, but if demand for his products are down, he also, strawberries and lettuce and those kinds of, they spoil quickly. So if he doesn't sell it quickly, or if he doesn't have enough people picking at the right time, he can also lose a great deal.
But now we're talking about having a sound business model. If you cannot produce whatever it is you're producing, let's just call it a widget. If you cannot produce that widget at a profitable cost because you've hired 5 illegal immigrants working minimum wage, we're not talking someone who's making $10, $15, $12 an hour. We're talking about minimum wage here. And you probably shouldn't be in business if you cannot find a way to turn a profit with having 5 illegal immigrants working a menial labor job.
Okay.
That goes down to the business model.
I'll cede you that point, David. Last question. Do you think that this move by the White House was anything other than a direct pander to the Latino vote?
Absolutely, it was.
Yeah, okay.
I can honestly say it was.
I don't think anybody's going to argue on that one tonight. Thanks, David. Appreciate the call. Good call from Miami. Let's stay in Florida. Line 2, Ida in Pinellas Park. Where is Pinellas Park, Ida?
Pinellas Park is between Clearwater and St. Petersburg.
How close are you to David in Miami?
Pinellas County.
Okay.
It's across the state. Kitty corner a little bit northwest.
And she's got it down. She knows
Miami.
Exactly where it is. Very good. Ida, what do you say about these work permits? Are they going to help the economy or hurt the economy?
The economy. It may get some of the illegals out of the woodwork. And I told my children, well, if the Mexicans work and the illegals work and they take the jobs that the Americans don't want anyway because they're hot and they're sticky and they're dirty, it's not going to help anyway. But if we can keep track of them and line them up, but I still think it is just pandering to the...
So even though you think it's pandering, you still say you think it's a help to the economy?
It's pandering for the thing. If it gets them registered so we know who they are and where they are, but really I don't believe that it will help the economy.
Okay. All interesting. Right. Ida, thanks for the call. 888-340-3373. Phone line's open. Does issuing hundreds of thousands of work permits to very young illegal aliens, as the president announced yesterday that he's going to do, and he's not going to go through Congress, and he's not going to have a vote on it.
Now, can he do that?
Mitt Romney was asking the same question yesterday. he was like, I would like to see what legislation gave him the power to do that.
No, but can he do that? I'm asking you.
Who's going to stop him? The Justice Department, run by Eric Holder? Mr. President, you can't do that. Eric, I appointed you. Mr. President, feel free to go right ahead.
Was that 200,000, 300,000 permits?
Half a million?
Yeah.
How many do we need to come up with here?
Sure.
I mean,
let me be clear. How many votes will I need to beat Mitt Romney?
Yeah. Oh! Well, it's going to be... here's the thing. I don't know if this helps him. I think people see this for what it is.
Got one word for you, son. Rubio.
Okay, why is that a word for you?
Because you told me that Romney's probably going to pick Rubio.
I think he would be a very good nominee.
And I like the way that's going to look on a poster. Romney Rubio. That'll look... That, They'll win right there.
You and your ADD are very into alliteration, aren't you?
What does that mean?
Yeah, see. You like words that start with the same letter following one another.
Right.
Yeah.
And then both end in a vowel. Huh?
Why is only sometimes counted as a vowel?
Oh,
am I correct?
Right.
Yes, okay.
Close enough.
Would I be correct on that, Jacqueline? I just want to make sure. Most of the time it's considered...
It's A-E-Y-O-U.
It's considered not a vowel.
See?
Not Y.
No? What is it?
Sometimes Y.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just checking.
That's okay. Sometimes working with Stephen Baldwin, I feel smart. 340-3373. We're not talking about grammar or English or spelling or even which letters are consonants.
We're talking
and which
about math.
No, I know I wouldn't talk to you about math.
Wait a second.
You and John Sally trying to solve a problem on national television is enough to make me never want any child near you learning math.
Hold on a second.
888-340-3373. We're coming right back. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
What if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633. Or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
Project.com.
Hello, McCullough, live from New York. We're glad you're with us online at BaldwinMcCullough.com. And if you want to join us on Facebook, you can check out either one of our Facebook pages. Stephen Baldwin, just search Stephen Baldwin, and Kevin McCullough, that's McCullough. But you can join our fan pages. Actually, you can go directly to them from our homepage at BaldwinMcCullough.com. And we're talking right now, presently, about the president who came out to the nation yesterday and told everybody, I'm not going through Congress. I'm not going through legislation. You remember he said this, Stephen, a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
He said, look, if Congress won't work with me, I'll just go around them. And he kind of is now.
Ah, who needs Congress?
He's kind of doing that a lot now. So I'm gonna instruct Janet Napolitano, or as I call her, Sarge, and she's just gonna be standing out there on the street corner with the work permits.
Yeah.
You know, hey, work! My Janet Napolitano impression.
Get your work here.
I don't know. That's far too feminine.
Hey, get your work permit right here. Take it out of my hand. You.
All right, calm down.
Have you ever heard her talk?
She talks like that?
I was telling you the other day that I was going to go to the store.
I don't know. That may be a tad bit of an exaggeration.
Just a little bit.
But let's say I just think she had a great career as a linebacker, and I was surprised she went into politics. So anyway, she's out there. She's giving out the permits. The question is, will these permits have an adverse effect on the economy? Now, we've had two people so far, Ida and David, both from Florida, by the way, swing state, who said they think it's not going to hurt the economy. Ida said it's not going to really hurt them. It's not going to help them either. David said it's going to help because we're going to be able to tax them. And I have wondered if it is going to have an adverse effect. I was reading this earlier today. The Washington Post today, you know, the conservative right-wing Washington Post, that it is not, is asking the question, will hundreds of thousands of job permits hurt the economy? And under the new policy, as many as 1.4 million undocumented immigrants under age 30 will be able to apply for the permits, allowing them to work, attend college legally. To be eligible, they have to have been in the United States for 5 years, have no criminal record, and attend high school or college, or be a military veteran. The policy does not provide permanent legal residency, but it protects those who qualify from being deported. And the overall question is, will this, in fact, make a difference in the economy? Will it? The president was arguing it's going to help the economy. What do you say? 888-340-3373. Michael from Virginia wants to weigh in, but Michael, we're 20 seconds from the break, and I really want to hear everything you say, so hold on. We're going to go to you right out of the top of the next hour. It's 888-340-3373. Two more phone lines open, 888-340-3373. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Calvin McCullough. This is Baldwin McCullough Live.